There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Bedatum. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Here we go. Welcome in. This is Follow the Money, live in downtown Las Vegas. It is Mitch Moss along with Pauly Howard here today. Coming up over the next 3 hours, we have Josh Applebaum in 30 minutes. He'll give us a market report in the NFL. Pat Forty on college football in an hour. Aaron Renning, NBA professional sports bettor in 90 minutes. And the Maestro today, Wednesdays with Mike Palm in studio a little bit later on today. As we start today's program, Pauly, by kicking around what took place last night with the college football committee rankings. I was a little bit surprised. I said yesterday on the show that I wish I could bet on this, because I thought Tennessee would be number four. But you know what? I was pleasantly surprised, I'll put it that way, that they basically said, here you go, TCU. You're number four. Now go ahead. Take it, right? Go ahead and win this weekend as a 7-point dog against Texas. Go undefeated, and you're probably going to be in the Final Four at that point. Lose? And you're out. But we threw you a bone anyway for 1 week by putting you number four.
Mm-hmm. Funny how it changed in 1 week, though. When they're bashing them about how you're falling behind. And now, hey, you're finding a way to win. Great job, right?
I'm telling you, there is no set criteria, yeah. No matter what they say. They make it up. Felica said this last week. They make it up. They make it up on a weekly basis and a yearly basis.
Right. And they whoever the committee chair is, they put them in a tough spot because they have to go out there. Yeah. And try to explain why they made some of these moves, which, as we said yesterday, brand name bias is all going to be the go-to move for them year in, year out. Reese Davis said this. I hope he's right. They will go to 12 by 2024, and then we're done with this mess.
Yeah, I think so,
right?
Too.
And it's just how it should be, like every other sport, and even Division III and Division II, and even more teams, right? Where we can get to 12 and move on from this. In a couple of years. I also like what Reese said, that Tennessee is going to block LSU.
I think so too. But does that include an LSU win over Georgia in the SEC title game?
Yeah. Yeah.
It does. Okay.
I mean, to beat them.
And by the
way,
that scenario is very far-fetched.
For LSU to run the table?
Not very. Yeah, to run the table, yeah. And then to go, yeah, you know, to Georgia and beat them in the SEC title game. And just that Georgia is the best team in the country right now.
Yes. But I know. But
upsets happen, I know.
They take the field knowing they're already in. They're just playing for seeding. There's some turnovers. Kelly's done a great job. Yada, yada, yada. But he's right. When you go on the road and win 40-13, I will agree with what he said, and I said it yesterday as well. Then you see that's reflected in the odds. Tennessee now as high as 240. You got to risk 240 to win 100.
Right.
Tennessee to make the playoff.
Oh, they are sitting pretty.
Yes, they are.
Win your games, Tennessee, and a very good chance, obviously, that you're going to be in here. And I also like what the guys on the show said last night. I think it was a little bit of Reese. It was a little bit of Kirk Herbstreit. When Herbie pointed out, like, look, I don't care about the Oregon loss to Georgia, the fact that it was 46 points. He said, you know, Tennessee lost by 14 against Georgia. Could have been worse than that. And they also said they could have played a team like, you know, Sacramento State or Utah State in week one. Instead, they traveled across the country to play the champs.
Excellent.
And it happened a long time ago. And Now they're killing everybody since then. That should not factor into this whatsoever. And I'm glad that they said it last night.
Uh-huh. Well done. There was no reason for Oregon to play that game. No reason.
No, they didn't have to.
Yeah. No, it didn't go well. It was embarrassing.
It was ugly.
Andy Staples said that on this show about a month ago, about they're not going to care that they lost by 46 if they run the table and get in there. So that was well done by everyone there last night also. And the other thing is, it's right there for the Pac-12. How do they screw this up? Based on history, they probably will, where it's chaos and they beat each other up.
Yes.
But it's right there for them. And to speak of brand name bias, USC without a good win, sitting there at number 8.
What did we say yesterday?
And here comes UCLA, Notre Dame, and if they survive those games, then the Pac-12 title game. So they're sitting there at 8 with a bad resume. But here comes two big opponents in UCLA and Notre Dame. And on the flip side, yes, they are being punished for a lousy non-conference, but UCLA in trouble. Even if they can win, UCLA at 12. Oh, with two good wins.
Yeah, this morning, UCLA, they are 6-1, down from 7-1 yesterday before the committee ranking show to make the playoff. And that's how the Pac-12 could screw this up. If UCLA runs the table, that would include, obviously, wins over USC coming up in the regular season and a win over Oregon, let's say, in the Pac-12 title game. I don't know if a 12-1 UCLA team gets in. Look at how, exactly our point yesterday. The brand name bias here. This is why I still think Caleb Williams is live to win the Heisman Trophy. Hell, they're playing on national TV Friday night against Colorado. What if they score 70? Colorado's one of the worst teams in the country. He throws 5, 6, 7 touchdowns. Lincoln Riley says, go out there. He apologizes to the Colorado coaching staff before the game. Look, guys, I'm sorry, but if we can get Caleb Williams a Heisman tonight, we're going to do whatever we can. Okay? They don't have a good win. That loss stings because it was a 2-point conversion basically at the gun on the road in Salt Lake. But they're 8th. Their resume is not as good as UCLA's resume. But because it says USC, bam, there they are.
Yep. You want more? Texas is 18th. Notre Dame's 20th. Those are 3 lost teams. Now, Notre Dame had a nice win Saturday. They also lost at home to Marshall and Stanford.
Huh?
Come on now. And they're sitting there at 20. And that's still left for USC. But the other thing, I'll push back a little bit. It also depends on who UCLA plays. Do they get to atone for the Oregon loss in the Pac-12 title game? Or are they playing a Utah or somebody like that? If they go 12-1 and they beat Utah for the second time in a Pac-12 title game, you're probably right. They're not going to go from 12-4. And the other thing, I think Michigan's got to if there's chaos, right? TCU, we expect TCU to lose. But if there's chaos in the Pac-12 and Michigan loses a classic close game at Ohio State, my God, you might see 2 from the SEC and 2 from the Big Ten.
Yeah,
you could see 3 power conferences shut up.
They also kicked that around last night, too. Why all this talk of 2 and for the sheep out there saying maybe 3 SEC teams? Get out of here with that nonsense. They said, why can't we discuss 2 Big Ten teams under your exact scenario?
Yeah.
Let's say Come that on. Game is... let's say Ohio State wins at the gun 38-37, right? On a 41-yard field goal.
Let's do it again.
Come on.
Yeah, absolutely. I wouldn't have a problem with it. Sure. I'm fine. I'm okay with that.
Yes, I am
with
too.
With Georgia, Tennessee, Michigan, and Ohio State?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
If it breaks
that way. It's right there for the Pac-12. But they need 11-1 against 11-1 in the Pac-12 title game. Now, Oregon could lose to Utah. They could also lose at Corvallis. UCLA could beat USC and then stumble. I mean, USC could lose to Notre Dame.
But yep.
Right. Based on history, they'll screw this up. By the way, to win the Pac-12, Oregon -125, set Will Hill. USC +175, Utah +350, UCLA 6-1 just to win the conference.
Now, if you're paying attention to the odds, Oregon keeps dropping big time to make the playoff.
Yeah.
They were 10-1 last week. They were 5-1 at a book on Monday. Then DraftKings opened up plus 370 yesterday. They're down to 3-1 right now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, they went out. I mean, we're throwing a lot of scenarios out there, obviously, but that's why it's fun to me to kick this around and to look at it.
Right.
You think LSU is not going to get in with an SEC title win, huh?
No, I totally agree with Reese.
Okay.
Tennessee's going to block them because they hammered them on the road. The other thing is the kick around. Here's what it would look like right now if we fast forward when we had a 12-team playoff and what the bracket would look like. Georgia's the 1, Ohio State's the 2, TCU's the 3, Oregon's the 4. They get byes. The 8-9 game would be Alabama-USC.
Oh, come on.
How are you anti-playoff? Who are these people? These red, the 5-12 would be Michigan and Tulane.
Good. I want to see Tulane get in something like this. They deserve it.
Yeah. So you'd have so let's say form holds. Oregon against Michigan and Georgia maybe. Georgia against the winner of Alabama-USC. Can you imagine the ratings for that game?
Oh, come on.
A quarterfinal?
Yeah, and all these games to bet on, by the way. I can't believe how many people poo-poo this. I will never, ever understand that.
The 10-7 would be Clemson and LSU. Winner gets Ohio State. The 6-11 would be Tennessee and Ole Miss. Winner gets TCU. There's your dream. What's the total?
91.
Wow.
Tennessee and TCU.
That is awesome. That's what a 12-team playoff would look like. And I hope Reese is right that we get there in 2 years.
You're telling me that has an LSU-Clemson game has no intrigue because the winner would get Ohio State. Do you know what LSU on a run like this against Ohio State would do in ratings as well? Any of these games. Michigan-Oregon?
Uh-huh.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Plus, I mean, again, more games to bet on, folks, like this that are meaningful.
Right. Got to get Jimmy Vaccaro full marks, and he's not the only one. Bookmaker you used to talk to 10 years ago, it destroyed the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The handle would just be nuts, and it's going to be.
By the way, the chairman of the committee was asked about the breakdown here of USC being ahead of UCLA by 4 spots.
Yeah.
He said the emotional loss to Utah, I get that part. And he goes, certainly you need to talk about Caleb Williams, 28 touchdown passes.
What's he going to say? What's he supposed to do? I could have helped them out. UCLA didn't play anybody non-conference.
That's true. South Alabama looks a lot better today than a month and a half ago.
What's he going to do? He's got to go out there and answer questions. He has to show his work. He can't. It's fixed behind closed doors. They can't do it.
Yeah.
Right? I have the answers to the test. Someone gave them to me, though, but I can't show the work. I cheated on a couple tests in college.
I ever tell you that before? My brother, in front of the whole class, the math teacher said, Matt, get up there right now, show your work. I don't believe you. I think you're cheating. Because he was so good with numbers. You put any number in front of him.
Yeah, John Anderson,
cousin. And he would go, and you'd go, okay, put any number you want on the board right now. He'd go up there and give him the answer. He goes, the math teacher could not understand it. He goes, I'm smarter than you.
Sorry, yep.
You want to call me out like that? He still, to this day, he holds a grudge my brother does against a math teacher. No, I'm not joking. Not making it. Yes.
Matt Damon, Goodwill Hunting.
Yep.
He said, I'm smarter than you?
Yes. He yelled at him.
Oh, that's great.
Fall sports in full swing. Bet Rivers Online Sportsbook. Whether you're a football, hockey, or basketball fan, Bet Rivers has you covered. Tuesday hockey. I can expand on that, by the way. Tuesday hockey first goal insurance. Friday night college football bet and get. Sunday football parlay insurance and more. Head to BetRivers.com or download the Bet Rivers app today. It's a whole new game. We'll run down the betting action from last night with when some dogs are crushing it lately in the NHL. Paulie with the details coming up next. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this 9-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the story of Bitcoin, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Win Some, Lose Some is presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown sportsbook. Check out their daily specials at BetRivers.com.
Were you a winner last night?
Wow, winning.
Or was it a rough one?
Well, they can't all be winners, can they?
Loser! You're a loser!
Molly Howard recaps the night in sports betting in Win Some, Lose Some.
Mitch said it, he's right. The dogs are barking in hockey. Dogs 8-3 last night, 12-5 run in the last 3 days. Highlighted by Arizona 2-1 as they beat Buffalo. Maction, midweek games, the dogs on a 6-1 ATS run. Hockey runs, Vancouver, 12-1, first period over this year. It's a goal and a half. Second period, Seattle 13-1 to the over. San Jose, 12-2. Edmonton, 12-2. Islanders, third period overrun, 13-1. I mean, they're the gift that keeps on giving. First period and no goal in the first 10.
Right.
And then third period over. Another two-goal comeback last night by the Islanders. It's flipped. Now Trotz is out. Vancouver's also 11-2, goal in the first 10 run as well. One college hoop, Sacred Heart, from 2 up to 6.5 at Hartford. They won by 7. Subscribe, be part of the team, VSiN Pro. Our radio and podcast friends, you always want to see these videos and these tweets. Our buddy, oh my God, I can't believe you texted me, is this you? Are you kidding? This is our buddy Chris Lee, a bartender. Copper Keg does a great job in town. He has a big player who was at the Green Valley Ranch Casino. It's in Henderson, owned by the Fertittas. He's playing $150 a push, $10 triple play. He's dealt aces and a kicker, triple-double, $120,000.
Oh, what a feeling. Dealt that.
That's $120,000.
Oh, my God.
I don't have words.
No,
I'm without speech.
It's
look
a
at
thing
that.
Of beauty.
Ace, ace, two, ace, ace, 120,000, Dan. Ooh. Come on, Dan. Let a kid live. Come on now.
That's dealt. I can't imagine the rush. How long does that rush last for? The rest of the day?
I don't think it's a rush. The rush is if you hold three or four to the Royal and you get it. I mean, when it's Delta, just, okay, make sure I hold it. And then it's like bleep
oh,
you.
Oh, I'm dancing if that's Delta me. I'm absolutely going nuts if that's Delta me.
My pants are down. Let's go to Tilt.
Yeah, look at it.
Go to Tilt out in the pool. This is sent in from a viewer. This is great. Look at a big fella. Get the running start. Cannonball. There you go. Get after that ball. Serious hang time. That is awesome. Like
motion.
Jordan from the free throw line in the dunk contest.
Yeah, Jordan was over the line, by the way.
Oh, don't say that. That is awesome. Good job. Thanks. Send it in. We'll put you on TV. That is excellent. I'm going in fresh
here.
Oh,
this is good.
What do I got a
hey
water
guys.
Park?
Lazy Sunday?
Oh, my God. Watch
we're,
out.
We're gonna take it easy here in the wave pool.
Oh, where is this? This is awesome. Well, that is
look
serious.
At, oh, man.
Serious waves. We need Jeff Spicoli here. Dated reference still works.
Boy, I don't know. Does it?
Spicoli? Too old?
That's
81?
41 years old now?
81, 82. Tasty waves, Spicoli, Sean
Penn. It's a great reference,
can't
I know, but I mean...
Can't do it. No?
It's a long time ago.
All right, that's fair. Okay, you won't allow it. That's all right. One loose, some East Carolina Mercer under. 137 down to 132. 77-75. A loose, some Jared, thank you for sending this in. I can't believe it. He was at the chiropractor. That's the doctor. Is that a doctor or Jimmy Snuka? Guy's walking around barefoot.
Well, if he goes off the top rope, actually, that might be good for my neck. So can I go over there and check this guy out?
Oh, my God. Well, guys, love the office visit until today. Doctor walked past with the dogs out shaking my head. I don't.
Is it the carefree practice over here? We hang loose? I don't know.
Come on, cowabunga. Can't do it. Win some, lose some, presented by Bet Rivers, your hometown book. If your first wager loses, receive a free bet equal to your stake up to $500. Learn more, betrivers.com.
Yeah, so seven games in the NHL were going on at the exact same time last night, around the same time. And by that, I mean about a minute or so to go in the first period. Six of them had gone over 1.5 goals at that time.
Yeah.
So they were flying fast and furious like that last night. I can expand on my brother's story here for a second.
I'm smarter than you.
It was during the pandemic. How do you like this? This will tell you how much of a grudge my brother holds. He owns a business now and has for quite a long time. Well, he gets a delivery and he had to actually call me because he was contemplating a move. The math teacher that said, go show your work, ordered something from his company and his name was right there on it. And the decision he was pondering was, on the return, he was going to put, because he remembers the exact math equation that he put on the board for him. He was going to put that on the package, and he goes, do you want me to show my work still? But he goes, is that a little petty all these years later? I mean, we're talking, that's 40 years ago. He remembers the math equation the guy put on the board for him. He decided against it. And I don't think the math teacher knows that my brother owns that business. So it would have been a total shocker to him. Imagine that.
You should have.
I told him, I'm like, it would be an unbelievable move if you did that.
You have
to,
yeah. It's a great story.
Yeah.
Right. It's like all these guys that can go in order, the guys that went ahead of them in the draft.
Yeah,
too.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what it is.
Thing.
Raymond Green.
Paul Pierce.
That's great.
Yeah.
That is great.
I thought this was a interesting tweet from Adam Schefter yesterday. It kind of indicates what kind of a season we're having this year in the NFL.
Yes.
How close these teams are. Average final score margin of 9.43 points this season is the lowest through week 9 since 1970. And there have been 72 games decided by 7 points or fewer, the most such games through week 9 in NFL history. And that tells you again, going on, how difficult it's been for survivor pools this year. It's been the story of the entire year. Unders have been a big story, but also all these dogs getting there and winning outright. And now if we get the Josh Allen, what did we find out yesterday on that?
Well, I thought it was going to be good news because Diggs had a tweet. But I don't know. Who knows where he? Maybe it was a political tweet. I don't know. Could have been anything when someone put something up there with like a specific emoji. Fast times at Ridgemont High, 1982.
Yeah,
yeah, too far back.
Okay, so was it somebody here at Circus Sports who tweeted out that if it's Keenum?
It was Jeff Benson.
Jeff Benson tweeted that out. Okay,
yeah.
Who works here?
He's working on their in-play menu.
He said that if Allen's out, Keenum's a starter, he'd make it 2.5. Was that the tweet?
I believe so. I believe he said that.
Okay, I'll check the Twitter.
Your thoughts?
big drop.
Well, Josh Allen, yeah.
I'll say what I said yesterday. I want to know who's back on the defensive side of the ball. Because if they're minus all those guys and Josh Allen, then it makes a lot of sense. Mm-hmm. But if they're getting guys back on defense, I trust the Bills at home against Kirk Cousins. I think Case Keenum is an effective enough quarterback. Again, that's the drop-off goes from, you know, the potential MVP. What if Case Keenum's a proven backup in this league? And even beyond that, the year for the Minnesota Vikings that he had. If it was somebody much worse than that, and if it was Jordan Love, what's the drop-off? Are the Vikings favored?
Well, that goes also back to coaching. I mean, you saw it with the Eagles. I mean, if you have a serviceable quarterback with experience and you have a talented team with good coaches or a good scheme, I mean, you can, like the Eagles did, won the Super Bowl with Foles. Everyone thought they were done. Kenny White, though, did that. But, with McDermott and Dorsey and the weapons that he has, sure, they still win some games and take out the Vikings. Yep. Is it 4.5? Okay.
Mm.
But
I know.
It's also a tough call. You don't know.
No. He said, I'm looking at it right now. Right. He said 2.5 in his opinion. Two and a half.
Okay.
Yep.
But it's you don't know until you see it, though, as well. But how big? Remember the Rodgers thing goes back even before Hundley, before Love. It's like, this guy might be worth 13 points.
13, 14 points.
They're a train wreck without him.
They went from a Super Bowl contender to arguably the worst team in the league. Mm-hmm. That's how bad it was. So that adjustment would be around 14 points, right? And also, again, this will tell you how close these teams are. I looked at some point differentials yesterday. Think of not all records are the same, right? Bills are 6-2. Their differential is plus 102. Giants are 6-2. They're plus 6.
Yeah.
Okay. Vikings are 7-1. They're plus 32. 49ers are 4-4. They're plus 29. I could play this all day long. Titans are 5-3. They're minus 9. Browns are 3-5. They're plus 1.
Tennessee's been outscored.
Yeah. Yeah. And they're 2 games over .500.
Like the Raiders last year made the playoffs, were outscored.
That's right.
Yeah.
And one more. The Dolphins are 6-3. I get it.
Wow,
Tua missed some time, so it's misleading. But the Dolphins are 6-3. They're minus 11. Jags are 3-6. They're plus 21. Jags are 3-6 plus 21. They're behind the Titans by that many games, and the Titans are minus 9. I know I'm throwing a lot of numbers out there, but it's point differential, obviously, on the season and their records overall. Not every 5-3 or 6-2 is born the same way.
Well done.
We said it yesterday, for the sake of the league. I don't have a single future bet on the Bills. It's not about that. I don't want this guy to get hurt.
Well, if it's only a couple of weeks, okay.
They can survive that.
Oh, man. Don't want that.
No. Because, I mean, the pecking order of the AFC completely changes then. Could they still make an Eagles-type run? Do they have enough talent around Case Keenum?
Oh, God.
I think they're really good around Josh Allen.
I have to see it. It's been a while. And it did not go well in Denver and the other stops after Minnesota for him. But.
Yep. A market report is coming up next, early week, line moves. Where will some of these spreads go? We'll ask Beeson betting analyst Josh Applebaum coming up next.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
College basketball's here, and now's the time to get your copy of the annual betting guide. 400 pages. Our biggest betting guide ever. Odds, trends, power ratings, analysis on every team. Matt Eumanns, Greg Peterson, predictions for win totals, conference champs, tournament teams, and all the new coaching changes. The only way to get it is become a VSiN Pro subscriber. And sign up now for just $99. Get VSiN Pro access. Everything we do through the Super Bowl. Sign up today, VSiN.com/subscribe.
Talk some NFL here. Josh Applebaum joins the program, VSiN betting analyst and host. His podcasts are called Morning Bets and Market Insights. And you can download, subscribe, and listen to those podcasts wherever you get your podcasts. Josh, good morning. Let's begin with the game over in Germany. The Seahawks taking on the Buccaneers. Huge game now overseas. Russ, this game opened up. Buccaneers won in Las Vegas on Sunday night. They're now up to 2.5 pretty much everywhere. Where do you think this number goes? Will it touch 3? And who do you like here?
Yeah, Mitch and Paulie, it's great to be with you. This one's fascinating for me, guys, because it reminds me of like a mini kind of Georgia-Tennessee type game, just from the perspective of basically the public says the wrong team is favored. You know, you're getting too many points here with Seattle, who has been great. Remember, over the offseason, Seattle's win total was 5.5. It was juiced up over all summer. You know, we were kind of told from the media narrative that Seattle would be terrible. Well, that juice over the offseason, 5.5 over, is looking pretty good right now. You've actually already cashed that now that you're 6-3. So this Seahawks team has been great this year for better, 6-3 ATS, 6-3 straight up. What's notable to me, guys, is the public likes Seattle here. You can't blame them. They've been great this year. They've been winning outright as dogs all year. What's the market telling us? Tells me that you're getting some respected Tom Brady money coming in here, obviously getting a big win that he really needed and let off a big, you know, sigh and exhale there after the game leading that comeback win and pushing as the 3-point favorite against the Rams. But guys, looking from a betting perspective, you have about 65% of bets taking the points here with Seattle. But I think, Mitch, you hit the nail on the head. This open as low as Tampa Bay laying 1 in Munich, Germany. Now we're up to -2.5. So why is this line going to Tampa Bay if a big majority of bettors are saying, give me Seattle all day? This looks like a trendy dog with Seattle. I like to go against these trendy dogs with the line moving in favor of Tampa Bay. You also have kind of a bad ATS, good ATS, buy low, sell high play. You know, the Bucs here, they're only 2-6-1 against the spread. They haven't covered numbers. You know, bettors are kind of off the Brady train because he's not making them any money, whereas Seattle has been great for bettors, 6-3 ATS. So to your question, Mitch, I'm looking to see, do we get to the key number of 3? I think if you do, you're going to get a lot of buyback here on Seattle +3. But as of now, we got public on the Seattle Seahawks, yet the line's going to Tampa Bay. I look at money lining Tampa Bay here. Shop around. They're around -145. You have Geno Smith, by the way, -135 for comeback player of the year. He's the leader right now.
Oh, yeah. Mitch is well aware. I can't believe the total in that game either. That opened 46.5 with the look-ahead line. What's the highest you saw Seattle to win the division? Was it 50? 70?
It was a huge number there. You're totally right. And again, they're still not favored. I believe San Francisco is the favorite to win that. So, yeah, we'll have to see how that plays out, Paulie. But good point by you. Maybe still value on Seattle.
How about Cleveland and Miami? Now, Miami 6-0 with Tua. Their appointment television with these crazy games and this bad defense that they have. What do you think of Miami at home laying about 4 in that range against Cleveland?
So this seems like a layup here for Miami. You're laying just a short number here. Miami's 6-3. Look at Cleveland, just 3-5. But I'd be a little bit wary of laying the points in this one. This line is actually going toward Cleveland. This open Miami as high as laying 5.5 here at home. We've seen this number plummet all the way down to 4. Some shops are even now down to 3.5. So consistent movement here toward Cleveland. Cleveland's only getting 24% of bets at our VSiN.com bet split. So the public is all over Miami. Yet, why are we seeing this line dip here to the Cleveland Browns? So only 24% bets, but almost 60% of the money on Cleveland. Somebody likes Cleveland. So this line is going in the direction of the Browns. You look at severe line moves, and this is another game that we talked about earlier here with the Josh Allen news, severe line move here for the Minnesota Vikings, 9 all the way down to 5, maybe even lower here. That severe line move, 2 points or more toward a dog, which does qualify the 5.5 down to 3.5 here with Cleveland. Those teams are 12-6 ATS this year, 67%. Sweet spot dogs getting 3.5 or more, they're 65% ATS. And by the way, you do have the Browns coming off a bye. Miami's on regular rest here. It's a little bit of an advantage here, rest versus tired for the Cleveland Browns. And line is going to Cleveland. I want to know, do we get closer to 3? Will there be buyback? But as of now on a Wednesday, guys, a lot of money coming in here on the Cleveland Browns.
You know, we were kicking around that Bills-Vikings game before you popped on. And Jeffrey Benson here at Circus Sports, he tweeted out yesterday in his opinion that if Allen doesn't go, he'd make the number about 2.5. What would you ballpark that at? Do you think that's fair? Is that accurate that if we get news at some point this week that Josh can't go, that it maybe hits a field goal or below?
I think that's probably about right. And you know, we were talking about it before the show, guys. I would say, 2.5, 3. Obviously, you're going to give some home field advantage there based on Bills Mafia and the weather and being at home. But if it's Case Keenum, this is a huge game changer, guys, because we've seen across the market, big movement here toward the Minnesota Vikings. They open as high as +9.5. Imagine if you got the 9.5, how you're feeling right now. You'd be feeling pretty good. That's some great closing line value here. But now you're all the way down to +5. So we were talking about this earlier, but you know, how do you bet the Vikings now at +5? You keep kicking yourself saying, hey, I could have gotten a much better number earlier. But I look at it the other way. If this thing could get down, I see one book at 4.5. This thing could get all the way down to 2.5 or 3 if Case Keenum plays. I actually like the value here still. I think there might be some value to grab the points here with the Vikings. Severe line move system match. You also have Cousins as a dog of getting 3 or more. He's 58% against the spread. Today's a big day to keep your eye on Twitter and the injury reports, because Allen, Will he play or will he practice or not today? That's what I'm looking toward. But Kirk Cousins, you know, he was pretty happy on the plane on the ride home, guys. Yeah. I think he's probably happy if he's going to oppose Keenum instead of Josh Allen.
Yeah. Can you dance? Get better moves than Cousins? He wasn't doing much, right?
He was doing nothing.
No.
That was my move in high school. But give you a guess how that worked out with the ladies. Not very good. Yeah. So, by the way, that would be another break for the Vikings this year.
If
they could catch the Bills with Josh Allen. And one more game here, Josh. So how the mighty have fallen, the Packers at home, and they are, you want to talk about teams that are banged up now. Look at this team. Gary now out for the year, their best defensive player, arguably their best defensive player, certainly on the line. Now, I mean, this number before the season started, my guess would have been Packers minus three, 3.5. Now they're catching 5 to the Cowboys. What do you make of this?
So just from a look at standpoint, Mitch, it's like, oh, there's definitely value here on the Packers. You're getting now 5. Again, look at it to your point, you know, Green Bay at home minus 3 or so in that one. But obviously things change. So look at numbers. They're a reference point. But when you have big changes, especially with the Packers playing so poorly this year, you probably, you know, probably an accurate number at this point laying the 5. I actually lean toward the Cowboys here. I'm a big dog bettor in the NFL. But one angle I like with favorites is if you're coming off a bye. And Dallas, number one, they open minus 3. A lot of these openers, now you're up to 5. And that 5 at some shops, we're showing minus 110 Cowboys. But I'm seeing some minus 5s, minus 115 toward Dallas, telling you this could get up to 5.5 here. And it kind of makes sense to me. You have a favorite off a bye, 57% against the spread. Those favorites off a bye. What's notable is favorites do much better off a bye than dogs do. Dogs are close to 50-50. Favorites are 57% against the spread last decade. But it's those road favorites off a bye where the public is like, oh, I like you because you're rested against a, you know, regular, you know, weekly here performance here for the Packers who played last week. But they kind of, you know, are a little bit wary of laying points on the road. But it's actually been a better spot there. Favorites off a bye, 65% against the spread. That would match here with the Dallas Cowboys. So I'd lean Cowboys in this one. Again, 5 might go to 5.5 soon. Also, guys, we're starting to get a little bit of bad weather here as we get into November. Keep an eye on Lambeau Field in this one. We've seen this total drop, open 44.5. You're now down to around 43. It's going to be about 30 degrees, 10-mile-per-hour winds. Only 30% bets, but 60% money on that under. And you have seen when unders fall at least a half point, they're 64% so far this season to the under. By the way, Micah Parsons, minus 225 defensive player of the year. Yeah. No one's even close. Bosa's the next guy at plus 900.
Yep, saw that yesterday. Great spot as always, Josh. Thanks for the time. Good luck this week.
Appreciate it, guys. Have a great Wednesday.
Yep. You can, again, catch his podcasts. Does them here for us at VSiN. They're called Morning Bets and Market Insights, and you can get them wherever you listen to your podcasts. When I said that about the look-ahead number, I meant the like a game of the year number before the season started. Packers would have been at least 3, maybe even a touch higher than that, because you can't forget about where their power rating was before the season started. They were thought of as one of the top, 5 teams in the league? Maybe 6? They were better than the Cowboys, yep, according to preseason numbers.
Come on, Jerry. Go get Beckham. Make this happen. Make that happen. Imagine if they would have got Cooks and then picked up Beckham, too.
He's already talking about it.
Yeah, they got to get OBJ.
That would be a nice little addition for that team.
Yeah.
I heard people speculate that maybe the Rams could do it again.
Why would he want to go there?
I don't know why he'd want to go there. I don't know. That's a tough one for me to envision, unless he's really now dug in Los Angeles, and he just wants to be closer to, you know, what's familiar to him at this point.
Well, they can't get the ball to Robinson. He doesn't throw to him. So
that's exactly right. I don't know. The Rams are broken.
Absolutely. Were they 28th and scoring all those key numbers?
Yeah, Cowboys are live to make a serious run this year. Well, I mean, with that defense.
Yeah, your Oriole Cowboy prop. Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
It's a good run, I know.
I got laughed at in May. Who would win a playoff game first, the Orioles or the Cowboys?
Long
ways to go. Maybe, you know, I mean,
no, it's a good sweat.
They were favored at home last year, and they pulled, remember that play at the end of the game? Hey,
it's ridiculous.
14 seconds left. We're going to run in the middle of the field.
Did you see this? In the last 25 years, Garoppolo has more playoff wins than the Cowboys.
Yeah,
it's 4-3.
Yeah. That makes sense to me.
Yeah. It's embarrassing.
Mm-hmm.
Come on, Jerry.
Up next, the best and worst NFL and college teams, ATS and with totals. A bunch of teams are covering at higher than 75%. Which ones? We'll tell you next here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network. The There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
My name is Johnny B. Good, and I'm the host of the new podcast, Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. Over this nine-part series, I'll explore the life and crimes of my best friend, Ray Trapani.
I always wanted to be a criminal.
If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
You see, Ray has this unique ability to find loopholes and exploit them.
They collected $30 million. There were headlines about it.
His company, CentraTech, was one of the hottest crypto startups in 2017. It was going to change the world, until it didn't.
I came into my office, opened my email, and the subject heading was FBI request.
It was only a matter of time before the truth came out.
You can only fake it till you make it for so long before they find out that your Harvard degree is not so crimson.
How could you sit there and do something that you know will objectively cause more harm in the world?
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
If you love sports and true crime, then there's a new podcast from executive producer Dan Patrick and hosted by me, Jay Harris, that you won't want to miss. Playing Dirty Sports Scandals. Each week, I'm squeezing the juiciest details from some of the biggest sports scandals ever. I'm talking Marcus Dixon, Olympic gymnastics, Cain Velasquez, salacious Super Bowl-level scandals. Join me on the dark side of sports by listening to Playing Dirty Sports Scandals on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What's up, everybody? This is Stephen A. Smith. When I'm not at my day job, First Take, you can find me in my studio hosting the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast. Tune in every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, at the very least, as I bring you all new episodes that feature the biggest headlines in the world of sports, pop culture, business, and politics. You'll hear my unfiltered opinions on those nauseating Cowboy fans, the chaos in Washington, D.C., and trending topics on social media, as well as my straight shooter interviews with top celebrities and game changers. And I occasionally give out love advice. Yes, it's true. If you want to know my true feelings about something, I'll give it to you straight. So listen to the Stephen A. Smith Show podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcast.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
All season long, Bet Rivers, your go-to book, all football-related content. Check out the website or download the app for the latest odds, promotions, player props, great house specials, great football specials. Get up there now, betrivers.com.
Here we go with our weekly look at teams that are performing above expectations and the exact opposite. The best NFL teams and college teams ATS and with over-unders. So the best teams ATS in the NFL after 8 or 9 weeks, depending if they had their bye or not. Well, the two teams in the AFC East have been the very best, and it's not even the Eagles that I'm talking about here. It's the Cowboys and the Giants. They are each 6-2 against the spread, and the Cowboys are covering by 6.6 points per game. Good on them. The Titans are also 6-2. Great story there with Vrabel.
Yep.
Jets, Seahawks, Falcons, 6-3.
That's 3 in a row now for Atlanta.
Yeah.
They did start 6-0.
And that it depends on how you grade that one. They probably should be 6-2-1.
Yeah, that's fair. You like them tomorrow?
Kind of do, yeah.
Yeah.
Kind of do. It's going to be Arthur Smith now has been there for a couple of years. It's this new regime in for Carolina, short week. Kind of like them a little bit. the worst teams in the league against the spread. Tampa Bay, 2-6-1, sitting there as the single worst team. They're missing the cover on average by 5.3 points per game. The Rams are 2-5-1. They each played last week, fitting that they had a push there. They're missing the cover on average by 8.1 points per game. The following teams are 3-6 ATS. Packers, Colts, Saints, Panthers, and Jacksonville. The top three teams, I mean, it makes sense, right? They had kind of big expectations coming into the season, and they have whiffed dramatically so far. And the Packers, by the way, are missing by more than a touchdown every single week with that cover. Best teams in the league to the over, the Browns coming off the bye. That number is all the way up to 49.5 now, or 49 at some spots with the total against the Dolphins. The Browns are 5-2-1 going over by 6.3 points per game. Eagles are 5-3. Lions are 5-3. The Raiders are 4-3-1. Seahawks and the Saints are 5-4, a game over 500. And again, the story of the year in the NFL has been unders pretty much from week one. Your best teams to the under. Look at this. Colts are 8-1, and they are staying under by 8.3 points per game. Broncos and Bills are 7-1 to the under. The Broncos are staying under by, and they have low totals, by the way.
Yes.
And they're staying under by 11.4 points per game. I still think that game this week is too high against the Titans.
But the Bills thing, that is under the radar.
It is.
Wow. Indy, 14 points per game. And then this mess. And
oh, what a train wreck.
I'm glad people are outraged by what took place with Saturday.
They should be. Absolutely. Yep. And by the way, now we're starting to get more blowback from people who work on ESPN.
Should be.
I saw RG3. I saw some others. They're like, he's a good guy. This is ridiculous.
It's embarrassing.
It is.
It's embarrassing.
Yep. Rams are 6-2 to the under. Titans are 6-2 to the under. It seems like we talk about those teams, well, we do, every single week, and it seems like they play each other almost. Buccaneers are 7-2. I think I failed to mention them. They're staying under by 8.5 points per game. You're not going to be stunned at all this week if we get a 17-13 game in Germany.
Absolutely.
That's what I expect.
Right.
I think I'm going to look for alt-unders in that game against the Seahawks. Play under like 38.5. Your best college football teams, ATS. Great story with Tulane. They are 8-1 against the spread, covering by 6.5 points per game. Kansas and TCU, 7-1-1 against the spread. You brought this up on Monday.
Great job by Mora.
Phenomenal job. Not only winning games, but 8-2 against the spread. They were recently, I'm not joking here, like the worst program ever. They had some individual teams that were at the very bottom of any power rating that you could ever come up with.
Mm-hmm.
Tennessee is 7-2 ATS, and Oregon State, tricky, 7-2 ATS. Worst college teams against the spread. Yeah, crystal ball, welcome to Miami. 1-8, and look at that.
Oh.
They are missing the cover on average by 13.2 points per game. What a mess. Boston College in Colorado, 2-7 along with Stanford, and they, like you said, they beat Notre Dame. What's worse, the Notre Dame loss to Stanford or to Marshall? I actually think the loss to Stanford's worse.
Yeah, yeah, I agree.
Tulsa and Cincinnati are 2-6-1 against the spread as well. Your best college over teams. You have Memphis, Rice, and Houston all at 8-1 to the over. Now Houston getting there by 15 points a game. A 77-63 game helps that out quite a bit, though.
Yes.
You know, La Tech is 7-1-1.
Wow.
Penn State, 7-2 to the over? Wow. UCLA, the same. Northern Illinois, Arkansas, and the Baylor Bears, all 7-2. And your best college under teams. This is terrific.
Mm-hmm.
Marshall, Kentucky, Missouri, and I have Miami of Ohio. Well, that was before last night. Yeah, so now they're 8-2. But those other three teams that I mentioned are 8-1 to the under. And look at that. Marshall staying under by 12 points per game. Kentucky, 8.3 points per game. Missouri by a full touchdown. Virginia, 7-1-1 to the under. And Colorado State, 7-1-1 to the under as well. There's your NFL and college teams, ATS, and with the totals. I think we have NBA as well.
Very good. Very good. I'll throw in a couple of hockey before we get to the NBA.
Okay.
Because I mentioned a couple trends with the overs first period. Great breakdown, as always, Ian Duncan. How about goal in the first 10 at home? Edmonton is 9-0. 9-0 every home game. Goal in the first 10 with Edmonton games. Columbus 7-0. Islanders 7-0. at home on the road. Vancouver going the first 10, a perfect 7-0. Buffalo 6-0. Minnesota 5-0. Carolina 6-1. And our guy Chris Otto and Ian Duncan do great job with first period, second period, third period, and then goal first 10 and all that. Excellent job tracking every team all year long. Follow those guys on Twitter, PSU Otto.
Yep. Okay, so here you go with the NBA. About 10 games in for most of these teams. The Cavaliers and the Blazers are the two best teams in the league covering games. They're each 8-2. Cavaliers covering on average by 8.9 points per game. It's pretty awesome. Bucks are 8-2. The Jazz are 9-3, and look at that. They're covering by 8 points per game, 8.7. Yeah. Raptors are 8-3 ATS. Kings are 6-3 against the spread. Your worst teams in the NBA, ATS, oh boy, the Heat are 2-9. The Lakers are 2-8. Warriors are 3-8. That's under the radar. Clippers, T-Wolves, and Nets are 4-7. So this report that came out yesterday, rumor has it that Pelinka, the Lakers, it's not so much Hield and Turner with Indy that they're looking at. It's a player that they want. They're waiting for a certain player that they won't name to become available. And then try to make a move with Westbrook and other picks involved then. This was kicked around by a couple of people who cover the NBA, and they've been in this circle for a long, long time. So forget about the Pacers.
I don't know. That's a deal I would have made. I mean, I would have got Hield years ago and not Westbrook.
Correct, yeah.
I would have got Hield and some shooters, LeBron with some shooters.
He's exactly the guy that they've needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
I don't know who that player is. Do you?
No, they wouldn't.
Have a guess? I don't even. But they have to make a trade.
Yep. Best teams of the over. Pelicans are 8-2, and they play with high totals. I'll be seeing their games. Mavs are 6-3. Then you have Warriors and Magic 7-4 to the over. Celtics and Cavaliers are 6-4 to the over so far in the year in the NBA. I think we have unders here as well. We can run through this quickly in the NBA. Clippers are 9-2 to the under. T-Wolves 8-3. By the way, Clippers staying under by 10 points per game. Bucks 7-3, playing good defense. Suns 6-3-1. Trailblazers, same record. And the Kings are 6-3 to the under. It is time now for our pro tip of the hour, available for subscribers at vsin.com. We can do this. The college basketball tip.
I love this.
Okay. So
this is great.
If with college basketball now underway this week, here's a pro tip of the hour. If you're planning a trip to Las Vegas for March, you need to absolutely look and consider championship week rather than the first week of the madness. You can take it from two guys who have been here for a long, long time, and we tell you this every single year in March. By then, it's probably too late. We want to get ahead of the curve this year by a couple of months. Again, because this city, one of the top three busiest weekends of the entire year is the opening weekend of March Madness. But under the radar, sneaky awesome is championship week.
Well, if you're a better and you love college basketball, championship week is better.
More games?
More games. Nonstop action.
Sportsbooks are not nearly as busy.
Right.
You can have some of these books to yourself sometimes. And by the way, for what it's worth, like rates, they're nothing compared to the opening weekend of March Madness.
We're also the home of championship week.
That's
right.
All
these conference tournaments are here now.
Yeah, if you wanted to go to a game live.
You can do that.
So that was the pro tip of the hour. We do one every single hour on VSiN across every show, so that means at least 20 every day. And they're available for VSiN Pro subscribers only at VSiN.com, where you can sort them by sport and by show. Pat Forty is going to join the program coming up next. Covers college football with Sports Illustrated. What did the committee get right? What did they get wrong last night? And this whole notion of, three teams in the SEC. Why? Why is this a narrative like every single year?
BetRivers Sportsbook app has a huge number of live streaming events every day. BetRivers Sportsbook has great offers, including a $250 match bonus on your first deposit, and all bonuses are only one-time playthrough. Amazing offers and great customer service makes BetRivers your hometown sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Sportsbook. Must be.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to callsheet.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at callsheet.com.
It's brand new season two. I'm Marissa Thalberg.
And I'm Stephen Wolf Fedato. And we're excited to be back having bigger, bolder, and always real conversations.
Straight from the C-suite front lines of marketing, media, and more.
We have great friends joining from people you may know, like Wilmer Valderrama and Bobby Burke.
And people you'll want to know. So grab a coffee or, hey, even an Aperol Spritz and come join us on America's number one podcast network, iHeart.
Listen to Brand New on the iHeart Radio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Johnny B. Goode, the host of the podcast Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon. This podcast dives deep into the story of Ray Trapani and his company, CentraTech. I'll explore how 320-somethings built a company out of lies, deceit, and greed.
I've been saying since a very young age that I was going to be a millionaire. If someone's like, oh, what's your best way of making money? I'm like, oh, we should start some sort of scheme.
Listen to Creating a Con, the Story of BitCon on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The world is full of magic and wonder, if you know where to look. And I'm obsessed with looking for it. I'm Simon Sinek, and I host a podcast called A Bit of Optimism. Each week, I have a short conversation with someone who inspires me or teaches me something about life, leadership, and other curious things. I hope you'll join me on the journey. Listen to A Bit of Optimism on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.